One of the most daunting challenges facing low-wage workers in this country is access to health care, and low-wage workers are often more prone than others to suffer serious health problems. As part of our series on low-wage workers, NPR's Rachel Jones visited a clinic in Washington, D.C. that's trying to address the problem.
Yesterday, Brenda Grissom took a spill at her job. She's a counselor at a foster care group home, and she fell hard down some steps onto a tiled foyer. The 42-year-old limps slightly as she heads to the reception desk at a clinic near her home in Washington, D.C.
Are you here for food?
No, I'm here to see Dr. Randy. My name is Brenda Grissom.
Grissom is stopped by the clinic, bred for the city, to pick up a doctor's note and to make sure nothing's broken or sprained.
Because I have a chronic illness, which is hypertension, and I've been seen here and only here since it was discovered, Dr. Randy and Bread for the City just continues to assist me with my medications, and they will see me as a patient here, and I don't know how and why, but that's just been like that.
Grissom is amazed she's getting any kind of medical care after her recent health dramas. First, there was hypertension. Then Grissom developed gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. Two emergency room visits landed her with a $3,400 bill. Then Grissom learned her $10 an hour salary put her over the eligibility limit for a free health insurance program. There's no way she can afford private insurance.
That's like 70% of my paycheck going to health insurance. Then my other bills are left unattended, so I do not have much of an option.
Nor do millions of other low-income people in this country. They're much more likely than more highly paid Americans to have health problems, not just one, but often several chronic illnesses. One recent study of residents in a federal housing program found that 41% described their overall health as fair or poor. That's three times the national average. Half the residents were obese, one-third had hypertension, and the rate of diabetes was 30% higher than the rest of the country. Many said they had two or more chronic illnesses. For many of these people, their health is a major barrier to moving up in the world.
It's a true injustice that's done to people that we all depend on to run our economy.
Randy Abramson is the doctor who runs Bread for the City, and she's who Brenda Grissom has come here to see.
How you doing?
I'm a little, ooh, definitely stiff and sore.
Yeah, feel better today than yesterday?
No.
Right, you should feel worse today. That's
typical. Yeah, I don't at all.
Every year, Abramson treats thousands of workers like Grissom who have no health insurance. Abramson is barely 5 feet tall, and with her ponytail, sneakers, and uniform of jeans and long-sleeve t-shirt, she could pass for one of the medical students and residents who help keep the clinic running. Most of her patients work long hours in the restaurant kitchens, hotels, and retail stores that keep Washington's tourism industry going.
All right, and what did you do last night?
I soaked.
Okay.
And I took one of the muscle relaxers or something you gave me prior. I took that.
Abramson tells Grissom that if she stays off her feet, she should be able to return to work in a few days. But Grissom can't afford to. She tells Abramson she'll be going back to work tomorrow. Abramson isn't surprised. She knows some of her patients don't follow her advice because they can't afford to, or they don't have transportation. Getting them to be honest about these kinds of obstacles is one of Abramson's biggest challenges to providing appropriate care. But she has to keep prodding.
If someone asks those questions, then I think people are willing to come forth and say, you know, I don't know if I can make it because my husband's out at work and I'm home at this time and I can't leave these kids, or I can only go during these hours because these are my working hours. If I don't work, I don't get paid. So I need to do this special appointment at a different time.
It helps that Bread for the City is a sort of one-stop center for its low-income clients. The former warehouse, with its brick walls and exposed pipes overhead, offers food and clothing pantries and advice from social workers on the first floor. Legal services and the medical clinic are upstairs. Free medications are a big part of the clinic's services. Abramson and her volunteers buy some drugs cheaply as generics and scrounge the rest from various programs and drug company samples. And that's exactly what Abramson's next patient is here for. She's a petite, cheerful, 53-year-old woman named Joanne, who didn't want her last name used. Joanne is here for a refill of Lipitor and a blood test. And she had to take some time off from her job to make the appointment.
I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes, and it's tearing me down.
In a tiny exam room, Abramson extracts blood and information from Joanne.
What'd you have for breakfast?
3 strips of bacon and pancakes. Oh, no.
Okay. So what do you think your cholesterol's going to look like now?
I know. But you
like Brenda Grissom, Joanne puts in long hours on her job as a home health care aide for a woman who begged her to take the job.
She's an elderly lady, and she needs the service, and she can't find anybody to do the service, so I do.
And like many patients here, Joanne earns too much to qualify for Medicaid or free insurance.
It's depressing, and it's also, it just does something to the body and mind when you're working to help people better their lives and to make their life much better and comfortable, and your job won't even give you their insurance.
But Joanne says coming to Bread for the City makes her feel like she's taking control of her health, not just waiting for another crisis. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.